Sitter snippet series sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum and for Shlomo Chol Yisrael in particular, Hananya Shmuel Lippam and Sharna Leia, and for all those who are looking for their Bashert. Conclude the sentence, V'hara Inina B'sora Secha, we're in Avaraba, second bracha Birchos Kriyashma. We ask Hashem to open and enlighten our eyes, Ora Zutorah, in order to V'dabek Libeinu B'mitzvah Secha, that our hearts should cling to your mitzvos, V'yachid L'vavenu. We mentioned last night, or the last time, V'yachid L'vavenu, as opposed to Libeinu. We previously, a moment ago, said v'dabek libeinu, one heart. Now it's v'yached livavenu, two hearts. And the answer is, livavenu, we're referring here to our yetzer tov and yetzer hara, our positive and negative inclination, and our hope and our prayer is to combine the two, to integrate them and to have synthesis that we can direct and channel all of our inclinations, all of our passion, all of our enthusiasm, all of our talents, both for good and for bad, are all directed v'yached, they are united. How? Li'ava li'ira shemecha. For a sense of love and a sense of awe, es shemecha. Why does it say es shemecha? Your name. Why not God directly, the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why not Hashem Himself? Why do we find in tefillah, in our davening, constant references to Hashem's name? It's not only in our tefillah, when we think about our responsibility, our mandate and our charge, why we are here, nekadesh es shimcha barabim. We live in order to bring Kiddush Hashem to the world. We're here to sanctify, not Him, we're here to sanctify what? His name. And the opposite, the inverse, v'lo sechalalu es shem kodshi, we're not supposed to make a chilol Hashem, we're not supposed to desecrate or create a void or absence in which God's name cannot be found. So as we've mentioned several times in Siddur Snippets, we find the reference to Hashem indirectly by His name, because this is an implicit acknowledgement or concession, that we can't really get to know Hashem. He's categorically different, He's distanced, He's apart, we're unable to comprehend, to understand, or to access Him. Person's name is their description. We don't know, and we can't know Hashem, we can only know the description of Elokus that He provides. We can only know what He tells us. So the name, which is a description, is as close as we get. And that's why when we talk about what is our goal, li'avo li'ira es shemecha, to love and to feel awe, a yiras haromamos we spoke about, of shemecha, your name, meaning the closest we come to knowing you through the description of who you are. The Sefer Baruch Sha'amar wonders, the author of the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, he says, ma shapiret shnei ivari aguf eila. We ask Hashem to open our eyes, v'ha'er einenu, and v'dabek libenu. So what are the two organs or limbs that we reference here in Avaraba, in the sentence? Ha'inayim v'alev. We talk about the eyes, and we talk about the heart. V'lo shara ivar ma'misiach ha'sim le'inyin avonas ha'torah, v'kiyam ha'mitzvos. And we're not including, we don't reference all the other limbs and all the other organs which are associated with understanding Torah and with fulfilling mitzvos. K'ma harosh, we don't ask Hashem to somehow direct or focus our head, our brain. Hoznaim, we don't ask Hashem to help our ears perk up, listen intently and actively and only to Torah. Hapeh, we don't include Hashem, may my mouth speak only Torah and nothing else. We vaklayos, the kidneys, we don't talk about the different organs associated with different human character traits, specifically and only ha'inayim v'alev. V'ha'er einenu b'sora secha, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvah secha. So why only the eyes and the heart? That is his question. So he says, Efshalomer mishum do'inayim v'alev tzrichem b'yichel tefila l'chizukam b'kodesh. Because you need your eyes and your heart to be strengthened, to be united, to be working in tandem in order to aspire for holiness, in order to succeed in davening. The Yerushalmi in Brachos says, Eina v'liba tracer suri da'avera. Sha'ayin ro'a v'alev chomed. The two partners in crime, the accomplices, any avera, any mistake that we make, any poor judgment we show, any indiscretion that we violate, any temptation that we indulge, all come as a result of the partnership between the ayin and the lev, between the eye and the heart. That's the Yerushalmi in Brachos Perakav Alachahei. Eina v'liba tracer suri da'avera. Why? Because the ayin ro'a, the eye sees, the eye takes in the image, the eye ignites, the eye starts up, the heart desire. So yeah, there are other limbs, true, there are other features that also are included in either the fulfillment of mitzvos or the violation of averos. But nevertheless, the engine that drives it all, what ignites and sparks those other organs or limbs into action, are the eye and, are the eye and the heart. If our eyes and our heart will work together in the pursuit of holiness and sanctity, then the rest of the limbs will follow. But if we allow our eyes to watch, to observe, to see, it will cause our heart to want, to desire, to follow, and then the rest of us will be right behind. And that's why we're told, that's why in this tefillah, specifically, v'ha'er einenu, enlighten our eyes, and v'dabek libenu, our heart as well, they work together. It's very interesting, there are doctors here, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm told in ophthalmology appointments, a doctor can look in your eye with their equipment, and based on the way the back of the eye presents, can make a determination about your heart, the well-being, the health of your heart. Even if I'm wrong, don't correct me, I take it back if you're a doctor, because it sounds good. But apparently the blood vessels in the back of the eye, the well-being of the eye can be an indication of the health of the heart. And so they work together in tandem. You want to know how healthy the heart is, look at the eye, what the eye is allowed or filtered to see, because that's what will drive and inspire the heart. We'll pick up with the next pasuk next time.